Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having a magnificent Monday and you guys had a blessed weekend. Lots of news as always today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. We had a took a night off last night, and we had a free hotel stay over in Orlando, and we stayed at a hotel over there and had breakfast that was actually pretty good this morning from the hotel, and had a nice night off to get away from the kids and just everything, just get away. So we had a blast. So I'm kind of sort of refreshed, not totally, but sort of. But it was interesting. I also stopped at the chiropractor that we use in Orlando. His name's Dr. Kinsey. He's a neurologist. He's also a chiropractor and neurological chiropractor. And what was interesting about it is I was sitting in his waiting room this morning. I haven't told you this. And a lady from Great Britain walks out before we went in for our appointment, and we had about 10 minutes to speak to her. And we started talking to her about the problem with immigration into London, how I couldn't find people who could speak English in London any longer. She said, well, I left England 7 years ago. And she goes, it's so refreshing to actually speak to an American who's aware of what's going on in Europe, what Angela Merkel has done, and what's happened to England and to London. And she goes, I don't even go to London. I haven't gone back in 7 years. She goes, London's become a Muslim caliphate. And she goes, all it is basically groups and groups and groups of people coming in because of Angela Merkel's loosened policies, and that's why London wanted out of the EU to stop this. And I said, that's exactly right. And so we had one of our books with us, and she wanted us, so I gave her a book, and she was really, really nice. And she told me, she said, it's just been so wonderful that she talked to somebody who knew what's going on in Europe. And she goes, and I tell my friends here in America, she goes, I've lived here for 7 years, I've never gone back. She goes, I tell them, you don't understand what happens with birth rates and with Muslims and how they take over your country, and you lose the very country in which they came into within 20 to 30 years after they start coming in having 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 kids. She goes, you don't understand in this country what's happening when you had a massive immigration of Muslims coming in with Obama. I said, oh, I understand. I said, that's exactly what we talk about on the show. And I said, the problem is most Americans still don't get it. Secondly, while we were having breakfast this morning, Sharon walked over to a table, and there was a little girl there about 5 or 6 years old. And you know, mom is stunningly beautiful, and all the little girls love her. She's like, you know, like she's like Cinderella when the girls come up to her. They all want to talk to her. And now we're finding out, though, Austin, that invariably, probably close to 25% of the time, when she goes up and talks to little girls, and particularly this morning, this little girl, she has autism. And she couldn't make eye contact with mom. She couldn't look at mom. She couldn't speak to mom. And Sharon tried several times to engage her in conversation, and she completely just went blank. I mean, just disconnected. And then I started watching her during the rest of the time she's having breakfast with her dad, and she did the same thing with him. If she did not have full-blown autism, she had a portion of autism. And if she did not have autism or full-blown autism, then she basically had some type of learning disability. And this is why I covered that article with you guys on Friday about how the researcher from MIT has said that by 2025, and I read it to you in length, in depth, that by 2025, 50% of the children will be autistic in the United States. Now, if you realize that they're telling us right now it's about 2%, and now she's going to say by, because like 1 in 40, 1 in 50, the craziest thing about this is I don't believe these numbers anymore. I've run into too many children now in all these different places we've gone in the United States that aren't quite right mentally. You can't poison the body with all these heavy metals, and you can't poison the body with Monsanto's Roundup and deplete nutrient absorption and not cause improper brain development. I mean, this is what's going on in these kids. Now, with this SEMF lady saying that by 2025, the MIT researcher, PhD, whatever she has her PhD in, but he basically said that this is going to happen by 2025. So if by 2025, if 1 in 2 children are going to have autism, then guys, it's a lot higher than 1 in 40 or 1 in 50 now. And quite frankly, I'm thinking it's more like 10 to 25% is where my numbers are. This is my opinion of the kids out there right now have some type of learning disorder because of glyphosate, because of gluten insensitivity, because of glyphosate, and because of the mercury they're being poisoned with, and the human fetal tissue they're being poisoned with, and the aluminum they're being poisoned with, and all of the other plethora of inflammatory agents causing cytokine storms in their bodies and causing brain damage. I'm seeing it more and more and more. I never forget the story of a lady from a few years ago. She had three sons, and her first son was diagnosed with autism when he was 2 years old. She had another baby. He turned 2 years old, got his MMR booster shots. He came down with autism. Now she had two. And then the third child was born. She gave him the booster shots, and now she has three children with autism. And all three kids basically were perfect before they had these booster shots. And now the MMR shot is not even working because mumps is actually making a huge comeback. Of course, it never did work, even among the vaccinated. This is from the New York Times. It says more than 6,000 cases of mumps were reported in the United States last year, the highest number in 10 years. Around 2010, annual cases were down into the hundreds. Most of the cases occurred in outbreaks, including a large one in Arkansas. And remember, these people have been immunized or vaccinated. Most of the outbreaks were among people 18 to 22 years old, most of whom have had the requisite of 2 months of vaccines, shots in their childhood. We are seeing in a young and highly vaccinated population, Dr. Routh said, mumps is transmitted by droplets of saliva or mucus. It can be spread by coughing and sneezing, but also by sharing cups, close contact, etc. Guys, not only does it work, does it not work properly, now it's causing all kinds of other problems, because if you have not had the mumps, if you're an adult male, and you have the mumps, along with several of these other viral diseases, you actually increase your risk of sterility as an adult male, which again goes right back into the eugenics protocol of getting rid of the population of the planet, making people more and more sterile. So we're seeing this all the time. And one more article, this is coming out now. We covered this last week, but I'm going to say it again. This is crazy. Trump picks former pharma executive, ex-Bush official, to head the HHS. President Donald Trump on Monday announced he is nominating Alex Azar. I've covered this last week, but I'm going to say it again. A former pharmaceutical company executive and George Bush administration official to succeed Tom Price as the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. He previously served as HHS General Counsel and Deputy Secretary for Bush. Following his time with the administration, he worked for pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly, huge vaccine pusher. He became president of Lilly in 2012. Gosh. As the role of his organization at Lilly, Azar was on the board of directors for the Boards of Biotechnology Industry Group, a drug lobbying group. In his letter, he says he wrote that under his leadership, Azar company fought against federal and state legislation to increase drug pricing transparency. In other words, he wanted to raise the price as high as he could without any transparency. And in a lawsuit filed in Massachusetts in early 2017, alleges that the company shot up prices in insulin, which we covered last week, in lockstep with two other pharmaceutical manufacturers. Here we go. Following Yale Law School, don't know if he was involved with Skull and Bones or not, Azar clerked for Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia and later joined the Whitewater Independent Counsel. Okay. Note, rather than draining the swamp, Trump continues to deepen the swamp in his administration. Besides his most recent appointment, he has installed Goldman Sachs executives as his Secretary of Treasury, top economic advisor, deputy national security advisor, and chief strategist. Even his top Wall Street regulator is a former attorney for Goldman. For more concise summaries of these different articles that you can go to, and our guy's article that he's saying, this is with Peers, P-E-E-R-S, and you guys can go ahead and get an email from those guys if you'd like. It's the emission of Want to Know Information at Peers, and it goes into detail on all of these stories today, so feel free to go ahead and call those up. What do you think about all that, Austin, and what's your next or your first story?
Well, a lot of info there, but one thing I wanted to touch base on as well, because, you know, we came up yesterday and ate dinner with you guys, with me, Lana, Hunter, and Harrison, while you guys were staying at the hotel. And another aspect of what I think is being dumped on this younger generation that is massively increasing the rate of not only just issues we're seeing with autism, as it almost helps autism become even worse, but it's almost like it's a secondary backup plan to where if a child really doesn't come down with hard enough autism from the vaccines and the mercury and the GMOs and all this stuff, the iPhones and the digital devices now kind of take over that secondary backup plan as a fail-safe to make sure they can completely ruin not only just the social skills, but also the focusing and being able to interact correctly with people. It was pretty interesting, like when we were eating dinner, this girl, probably a little bit older than Hunter, probably like two, wandered off from her parents' table while she was playing on their phone. It looked like playing like a game on it. And she literally walks away from them, and we're sitting at the table, and she walks right up to our table, like a foot away from Dad, and is just standing there with the phone about 6 inches from her face, playing on the phone. And Dad goes, where are your parents around there? Hello? Doesn't even look up at us. Doesn't even know we're there. Doesn't even know where she's at. It's just standing there completely locked in the phone. And Dad kind of looks around. He's like, we're all kind of giggling because it's kind of funny at first. And then I'm looking at her, and she stands there for like a minute. So finally, like, her dad runs over there, and he's like, oh, I'm sorry about that, blah, 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 and grabs her and brings her back to the table. And I'm kind of like, wow, are we that inept now? Like, we just let our kids completely dive into these phones, these games, 24/7. And when 20 minutes later, another family came in and sat down around us, and they had two kids. Boom, as soon as they sat down at the table, iPads, iPhones, bam, locked in. Absolutely zero interaction, anything going out. Where Hunter, on the other hand, does not want to sit in his chair. He wants to walk around and talk to everybody best he can, wants to push his stroller around, wants to go bother everybody, which I don't really care. I let him do it because I like to let him have social interaction and also, too, to have problem-solving skills on a regular basis, to figure out how to get his stroller up the stairs because he pushed it down, or how to move something and put it in the bag and load it up in the stroller. Simple tasks that it's very important at this age to learn on a regular basis, and if you sit there every time they go somewhere and you sit them down, strap them in, shove a phone right in front of their face and make them stare at it for 2 hours while you're at dinner, how are they supposed to get any type of external skills? How are they supposed to learn any problem-solving behavior in an external environment that they're not used to? They can't. All you do is sit them in front of a phone on a regular basis. Then you couple that with the GMOs, the vaccine, the aluminum, the fluoride, all this stuff on top of it, and it's like you almost have a perfect backup fail-safe system to completely ruin the brain chemistry and the functioning of these children at a very, very young age, Dad. But I thought I would just add that in there because it seems to me it's working very, very effectively in the globalist favor to completely ruin these kids from having any type of legitimate social ability.
I agree with you 100%. And another story, Barbara Streisand, the foremost liberal nightmare in Hollywood, says she'll never do another show after she even has not toured for 27 years. And my response to Barbara Streisand is, if I can play and sing the Handel's Messiah chorus as far as Hallelujah, I would sing that. The longer these globalist, weirdo, unbelievable communists stay out of our lives and don't try to permeate our culture with their unbelievable ideologies, I'm happy. So well done, Barbara Streisand. I give you a fist bump if I could find you, that you don't want to try to do that to anybody anymore. And that's how I feel about her. Also, Katy Perry now, in a huge dispute over an L.A. convent, is headed to the Vatican to put her claim in with the Vatican. She tried to buy a huge convent that was full of sisters several years ago. After 3 years of courtroom tussles over the property and its rightful buyer, a jury has ordered Dana Holster to pay the singer and the L.A. Archdiocese $5 million in legal fees, but the developer, who has the nuns on her side, is taking her $30 million offer to a higher authority. Remember, Perry is a Sabbatean witch. If you don't believe that, watch some of her shows on TV when she does a full-blown witchcraft kettle, full-blown witches, full-blown everything. This girl is completely lost it, and she even says, and you can listen to it online, that she sold her soul to the devil. Guys, these guys are serious about this when they do this, and they sell the very inheritance they have from God, this good voice, good looks, and everything else, just to try to get more money, which absolutely blows my mind that these guys are willing to do this, and they don't even understand that that will not make them happy. Jim Carrey, by the way, continues his incredible mental psychological breakdown. I think he's a little bit off the deep end anyhow. In recent months, he's been publicly melting down and making TV hosts very uncomfortable as he dutifully stumps for his latest films. But he's saying he's not off his rocker and that he's freed from illusion. This guy has been accused of a lot of stuff that I'm not going to bring into this. I'm just going to kind of cover some of the stuff he's talking about right now. He's also now being sued for a wrongful death and the suicide of his ex-girlfriend that might easily allow him to become highly disassociative.
He also says, I believe I had to become a famous idea and get all that stuff that people dream about and accomplish a bunch of things to look like success in order to give up my attachment to those things. Then he goes on to say about talking about depression and how bad he feels all the time. But then he finally says one thing that in this article, and this is why I'm reading it for you guys right now. He says, quote, I think everybody should get rich and famous and get everything they dream. They can see that that is not the answer. And I will say to the Jim Carrey, hallelujah, brother. Jesus Christ is the answer. Yeshua is the answer. Having a relationship with Yahweh through Yeshua is the only answer we have as human beings. And I'm starting to see these globalists, including Jim Carrey and a bunch of other weirdos, starting to unravel right now in Hollywood as their satanic agenda in many cases is being exposed in full sunshine, which God said he would do. He would expose these hidden deeds and these evil people. So I'm glad this is happening right now to these Hollywood folks. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, I am too. A lot of them are getting exposed, which is awesome. And that's really, I mean, it's all over the place now. I mean, a lot of these stuff's really coming out about what these guys have been involved in, all the weird stuff they've done. So, yeah, but also, too, in other news over in France again, as you were talking about the lady earlier, Dad, that you spoke with yesterday from the UK. This is crazy now. French courier Chronopost has announced now that it will no longer deliver any packages to the heavily migrant-populated Siena Saint-Denis suburbs on the outskirts of Paris because the area is too dangerous. The company announced the measure last week, saying that the residents of the Paris suburb will have to travel to pick up locations to get their packages. This is the first time in history an entire district has been designated off-limits for a postal service courier. This year, 51 of its delivery drivers were attacked while doing their rounds. Apparently, what these guys have found they can do now is when they see a postal truck show up in the morning, they know it's loaded up with packages from this courier, and they'll actually roadblock the road. They'll pull the driver out, beat the crap out of him, basically, to put it bluntly. They'll go through the truck, they'll strip the truck of all the packages and then disperse in every single direction with stolen packages, and they'll do it in all about a minute and a half. By the time the guy actually regains consciousness and gets back into his postal service vehicle, the vehicle is completely emptied without a package to be found. He has to go back to the carrier, basically file a report. Then he usually goes home, he has hospital injuries, whatever, then they have to file insurance claims with all the packages that are lost and stolen, and it looks like courier Chronopost has had enough of this unbelievably ridiculous behavior these Middle Eastern migrant Muslims exhibit on a regular basis over there, thinking they have the ability to do whatever they want, whenever they want. The sad part is that the law enforcement and a lot of the areas over there in France now don't even want to mess with it, so they're letting it go blatantly to no-go zones. And we're talking about this now, guys. Last couple years, it's been getting worse. It's getting, obviously, much worse this year. The sad part about this is that, to me, it looks like nothing is ever going to be done about this. They're going to let Europe fall, the same reason why we had the Great Crusade, the original one, was to stop this from getting any worse, because it's exactly what happened, because these guys that have this Muslim background, in most cases, a lot of them, have zero care about anybody else that is not Muslim. They consider you essentially animals, and they can do whatever they want. If this continues to escalate, by 2025, the migrant population will overpower the European or the French population, whatever country you want to talk about that this is happening, they will overpower them. And at that point in time, it will literally turn into a Muslim Sharia no-go zone where the majority of the population is totally Muslim, and they will literally do whatever they want, however they want. There's a reason why when they lived in the sandbox, there's nothing they could ever get accomplished, that law enforcement usually had no way. Only thing that could control a lot of these guys in the Middle Eastern countries was full-blown military presence, like in Iraq with Saddam Hussein coming in and controlling these guys with an iron fist. For some reason, that's the only way these guys respond to anything when they're over there. And now they've come to France, where a lot of places are very, very chill, very relaxed, police don't really have to do much because the crime rate's so low, and they've found these areas and they've realized that there's no consequences for their actions, to the point now that Chronopost is completely stopping all deliveries outside of Paris, which boggles my mind, Dad, that it would ever get that far without France bringing in the military or some type of force to boot these guys out. But it seems to me, as we've talked before, the agenda to bring these guys into Europe is much, much stronger than the agenda to kick them out ever will be.
Well, that's because Soros is paying for this. And remember, Soros, as we covered in detail last week, is the Rothschild puppet cutout. Remember that movie with Nicolas Cage? I'm not advising people to watch it. It's an R-rated movie. It's got some really bad scenes in it. If you see it on TV, you can watch it. Called Lord of War.
Yeah.
Remember? Remember, he's getting busted by the DEA, and he lands a plane in the middle of nowhere in a Muslim country on a dirt road. Lands it right there because he couldn't go into the city because they were waiting for him. And they got out of the plane, and he goes, don't worry about this. He says, within 12 hours, there won't be a plane. And the Muslims, they showed up right in there. They emptied out all the armaments, all the guns, everything out, hand grenades, launchers, everything. Then they started stripping the aluminum off the aircraft. And when they got back, like 12, 13 hours later, when they got there, there was like a frame of the airplane with everything gone, no evidence whatsoever. These third world countries, especially the ones that aren't raised with Judeo-Christian work ethics, and basically, and I say that, and here's why. Judaism is the foundation, initially, of Christianity. We have to understand that. Christianity has separated from Judaism with the birth of Christ when they did not accept him as their Lord and Savior. Now we have the Christian work ethic, but in the Muslim countries, they aren't raised like this. You know, they're not being taught the things that we're being taught. To them, it's culturally okay to go into the postal truck and open up all the packages and see what they can take, because these rich northern French people basically don't deserve to have these products anyhow, and they consider them to be infidels. Now, I'm explaining to you what that means, and also mentioned it a little bit earlier. When you don't follow Muhammad to a lot of these guys, they consider you like less than human. And see, that's the difference that separates Christians from the rest of these organizations. If a person's not a Christian, Christians are still taught to love them and to have compassion on them, to have mercy on them, to pray for them. That's the difference. These other groups aren't taught to do that. They're not taught to have that kind of compassion. If you read in the Quran, they like killing people who aren't Muslims. If you read in the Babylonian Talmud, not in the Torah, in the Babylonian Talmud, it basically says that Jesus was a demon-possessed sorcerer. I mean, they hate Christians in the Babylonian Talmud. So you have to understand, as a Christian, we're set aside to a higher level of accountability and a higher calling. But just like it was in that movie with the Lord of War, basically this is how it is in these third world countries that have absolutely nothing. So when they come into a country like France that seems to have such abundance, they follow and bring their customs with them as far as stripping out the UPS delivery or postal use delivery or whatever they're going to do. Now, Merkel right now is in trouble in Germany. She is basically battling to stay in power with a crisis right now. She cannot form a government. Their government is different in Germany. They have to have factions that have to come together to have a ruling government. She did not win the plurality that she needed in order to do that. This is right off of the main news channels. This is right out of Berlin. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday that she was ready to lead her party into another set of snap elections after the collapse of high-stakes coalition talks plunged Germany into political crisis. The veteran leader said that she was skeptical about a minority government, stressing that Germany needed a stable government. In other words, the minority who doesn't want the Muslims coming into their country, they won't give her a coalition government. Merkel was forced into seeking a coalition with an unlikely group of parties after inconclusive elections in September left her without a clear majority. But the shock breakdown of talks has left Merkel with no viable partner in sight, endangering her fourth term in office. But any new election also carries risks for her, as it could deliver results that are just as or even more fragmented. Guys, she is destroying Germany. She is single-handedly destroying Europe. Now, you guys fussed at me a few weeks ago and said I shouldn't be singling out countries. I don't single out countries. My mom is from Germany, and I am hammering Germany right now, and I'm saying this is not okay. This woman is so bad that I think she was steeped and raised in 18 double sticks. They poked a hole in hell, and they pushed her up here and made her the Chancellor of Germany because they didn't want her in hell anymore. She's that bad. Now, guys, I can't say anything else any worse about anybody than that. She's that horrible. She's a George Soros cutout. She's a Rockefeller Bush cutout. She is a globalist, and she is doing everything she can to completely change everything in Germany. This past weekend, I did more research on Sweden. Sweden has 10 million people right now in their country. 2.5 million are pretty much Muslims. 2.5 million. 25% of the population of Sweden is now Muslims. They're having 8 to 12 children each. The Swedes are having one child each. Do the math. Do the math. Within a couple of years, they're going to be 50% Muslims in Sweden. Within 20 years, they will be the majority as far as voting, period. And there will no longer be a free Republic of Sweden that was based in a Lutheran doctrine and a Protestant doctrine. It will be a Muslim caliphate. This is what the EU has done. This is what Angela Merkel has done. This is what George Soros has done. They have done this on purpose in England. Now, what blows my mind with George Soros is this. This is crazy. George Soros, now if he's even alive anymore, he is now screaming and yelling, and he is saying that Hungary's Prime Minister Orban is anti-Semitic. Unbelievable. Reminiscent of the 1930s. When all else fails, bring out the race card and say you're an anti-Semite. Soros says that he had been targeted by an administration stoking anti-Muslim sentiment and employing anti-Semitic tropes reminiscent of the 1930s. And this is when he worked for the Nazis, turning in his fellow Jews. In July, Prime Minister Orban launched a nationwide television and billboard advertising campaign accusing George Soros of dividing Europe and causing this invasion, which he did through the Rothschilds. The Hungarian, now because he said that, he's an anti-Semite. The Hungarian premier has often vilified Soros, whose ideals are squarely at odds with Orban's view that Europe culture is under an existential threat from migration and multiculturalism. And he's absolutely right. George Soros can do whatever he wants. He can file, he can go after, he can fund Black Lives Matter. He can fund MoveOn.org. He can do everything he can to overthrow a government anywhere he wants in the world, any place he wants, based on what the Rothschilds want to do with him. But yet, when he basically is being hit in the press by this guy in Hungary, Orban, he now is labeling Orban as an anti-Semite. This ticks me off. It really ticks me off because, oh my gosh, you can't tell the truth about Soros or you're anti-Semitic. Why? Because he claims to be Jewish. Let me put it to you this way. This man is no more Jewish than a mouse. This man is a Satanist along with Rothschild. These guys are a bunch of guys that are masquerading, and that's what they are. This is the synagogue of Satan that Jesus talked about, the book of Revelation talked about. That's who these nutbags are. These are the Sabbatean Kabbalists who have no more interest in being a Jew or listening to the Torah or doing what the Old Testament tells them to do than a rugrat. They don't care about anything besides their own satanic agenda of their new world government to resurrect their serpent god Lucifer from the pit and the doggone lowlife Benjamin Netanyahu is just as bad in Israel, and these guys, just like Merkel, need to be removed from office. And Soros needs to be tried in international court as a terrorist, as far as I'm concerned. And his organizations in the United States need to be shut down immediately. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. There's no question about it. I mean, this is exactly what they've been doing. And I mean, that's why I said earlier, I said the agenda and the globalist push to make these guys and push them into Europe and completely decimate the European population is much stronger than the population is to get them out. Also, too, this is another news that I really want to touch on today, too. This is pretty wild with, you guys know the whole issue 5 years ago with the whole IRS scandal, everything that Obama approved, former IRS executive Lois G. Lerner has now told a federal court last week that members of her family could receive death threats and a real risk of physical harm if her explanation of the Tea Party scandal becomes public. Ms. Lerner, yeah. And Holly Potts, her deputy at the IRS, filed documents in court Thursday saying tapes, listen to this guys, saying tapes and transcripts of depositions they gave in the court case this year must remain sealed in perpetuity or else they can spur an enraged public to retaliation. Ms. Lerner and Ms. Pass gave tape depositions in a class action lawsuit brought by Tea Party groups demanding answers and compensation for being subjected to a legal targeting for their political beliefs. The government settled a class action lawsuit in Ohio and another Tea Party challenge in the District of Columbia in two agreements last month, admitting to the illegal behavior. The Ohio settlement also called for the government to pay $3 million to the Tea Party groups, according to one of the plaintiffs. During the course of the Ohio case, the Tea Party group filed thousands of pages of documents, but all the testimony from Ms. Lerner and Ms. Pass was left out of the public record because of their earlier request for privacy. Now Ms. Lerner and Ms. Pass say that since the case has been settled, there is no reason for their testimony to ever become public. Mark Merkler, a Tea Party leader whose organization helped fund the class action lawsuit, laughed when he learned about this filing. He said, if the depositions don't show any bad action on her part, then Ms. Lerner should have nothing to fear from the release to the public. If she was not involved in any illegal behavior, then she should have nothing to be worried about. He said the reality is because she knows she is guilty as the day is long and she doesn't want people to know what she actually did, it's hard to have any sympathy for this kind of woman, and frankly, I don't believe she's genuinely scared at all. The Trump administration backs making of the documents public, according to the court documents. Papers filed by the Tea Party group's attorneys repeatedly made reference to the testimony by Ms. Lerner's documents, but it was always redacted. So I thought, this is pretty crazy now. Now she's about to get her hand caught out in the cookie jar because she knows if she really did give sworn true affidavit in these depositions and all this stuff's on record now, if this stuff gets leaked out to the public, now the lawsuit's closed, it is going to raise H.E. double sticks on her and her entire group that she was involved in. Not to mention, it is going to completely show the absolute unconstitutional, illegal behavior on a regular basis of the Internal Revenue Service,
that's
which
right.
We have called out so many times. But it's funny to me, Dad, how these guys just live in their own little world. If somebody doesn't pay their taxes, the IRS puts a gun to your head or throws you in prison if you don't pay them. But these guys were engaged in multiple illegal activities numerous times, to the fact that she had to give sworn deposition testimony in the cases, and now she doesn't want the truth getting put out in the public about what was really said and what's in those depositions. I hope all this stuff is released to the public and it goes viral on mainstream media and social media, and we get to see exactly what she said and what she was involved in and what to the depth of this she knew about and to the level that IRS was ready to go to completely almost crucify a lot of these guys 5 years ago and making sure they made their lives a living, horrible, absolute mess because they were Tea Party activists and they were going against the Obama administration, Dad.
I have a friend of mine who's a CPA, told me in confidence that she had multiple people who tried to support Ron Paul in his presidential bid who were basically either audited by the IRS or fined by the IRS into the tens of thousands of dollars. Now, this all needs to be made public. It all needs to come out. Those people need to get their money back, all of them. Because quite frankly, it's like you said, do what I tell you to do and put a gun to your head. Neil Bortz told me that one time, and he wrote a book. I was on his show from about 20 years ago, and he told me, he says, Ted, he goes, the thing about the liberals is they don't want to have their own money involved. They want to put a gun to your head and force you to do their agenda under gunpoint, under threat of seizure. He goes, that's how they do things. And he says, that's what's so horrible about liberals. When you start to talk to them about the reality of what they're doing, they want to scream, yell, and cuss and throw things and burn things and basically riot. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what's happening, and it continues to be ridiculous. Let me give another example. Peter Hitchens. This is the Daily Mail. This is not a Republican rag. This is a Democratic rag. This is out of England. Peter Hitchens says, the transgender zealots are destroying truth itself. Most of the publicly correct fads are just designed to wind us up and provoke us. For example, he goes, I now regret having wasted so much time trying to argue rationally about same-sex marriage. All the sexual revolutionaries wanted was an excuse to call me a bigot. They could then ignore everything else I said or tell lies about me or both. I mean, this is what he's saying. His new rules for faith schools say males should be able to wear items usually worn by females, such as tiara and dresses in religious schools. They're doing everything they can, and Austin covered this so eloquently in the beginning of the show, they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy the youth of the country. If they can't do it through immunizations, they're going to do it through iPhones. If they can't do it through iPhones, they're going to do it through iPads. If they can't do it through iPhones and immunizations, they're going to do it through teaching these kids that a little boy is not a little boy. The little boy is really a little girl. There's no such things as little boys or little girls. Number one, their mental acuity is already dumped out because of all the heavy metal toxicity. They don't know what to believe to start with, and now they're going to start believing all of these lies of these humanists, these transgender people, and thinking that there's no such thing as a male or a female. Absolutely ludicrous, Austin. What do you think?
No, you're exactly right. And this is what the agenda is slowly pushed over and over and over again. That's why I talked about last week about the schools over there in the UK that are allowing this. This is the agenda. There is no line. Remember that. When you have somebody that's a full-blown liberal leftist heathen that knows no bounds, there is no line. So this is why they're constantly pushing the boundaries, pushing the boundaries, pushing the boundaries. I told this so many times. It started in the 90s with the sitcoms, with the gay agenda. They put light homosexual jokes in a lot of those shows very rarely. Then it slowly escalated to being in more movies. Then it escalated to them having shows with openly gay characters. Then it had them having TV shows that were blatantly gay. And now I talked about in the Disney Channel is releasing its first show that has an openly gay storyline in on the Disney Channel that's geared directly towards their audience at 10 years of age. This is what they're doing. Now, if you don't automatically accept and agree and submit to this transgender lifestyle, you're like this racist bigot that's a homophobe, and they want to call you every name in the book because you don't agree with having a grown man that wants to go in the bathroom with your five-year-old daughter. This is a weird, weird point that we found ourselves in this country, because we've never really reached this level in this country before. We've always had that strong Christian background, and it usually has never been compromised until about the last 50 to 60 years. That's why when they took those prayers out of schools, it was a huge slap in the face. And everything since then has slowly degraded. And now it's not slowly anymore. Now it's rapidly degraded, because in my opinion, I think the entire globalist community and what they're trying to do, they are behind on their timeline. I think they wanted to have the United States under complete and total submissive control, fully disarmed by this point in time now. I really do. I think after 9/11, they had already gotten that ready. That was supposed to happen 10, 12 years ago. It has not happened yet. You saw how hard they pushed with Sandy Hook in 2012 to take our weapons, and again with the next false flag, and again with the next false flag, to the point where we had the Vegas shooting now. As much as that as you can possibly believe, I've already pretty much reached the point on that incident from being out there, from talking to people, from reading. That, nothing about that story even is true at all. There's like 90% of it. I think the whole thing is completely and totally off the wall as far as what they've come up with and what they're actually telling us. To the point, though, that the American public is so over this mainstream agenda with confiscation of firearms that, you notice, there's like a few weeks of the mainstream media running their big, fat, obnoxious mouth about guns and bump fires, to the point that nobody even listened. They're like, you guys shut up. Nobody wants to listen to you again. They're supposed to have some congressional hearing on bump fire stocks. That's gone nowhere. I know that one thing we did lose with that is they completely shelved the suppressor bill that was supposed to basically deregulate suppressors.
That's right.
That was a huge blow. And I talked about that in detail with the ATF. So that was something that we had happen, but I still believe we can get that back if we keep pushing our legislators for it. But the thing about it is, guys, you have to understand that it's so important right now, especially if you have kids, to make sure you're keeping them out of the mainstream media mind control nonsense that is being blasted every which way with the phones, with the iPads, with the TV, with the internet, with the music, with all of it right now. You have to be very, very careful with this, because this generation we have right now, Hunter's generation, these 4, 5, 6-year-olds, these are the last of them. If we lose this younger generation, the United States will cease to exist by 2050. It will no longer be a country. In my opinion, it'll go well before that if we do not keep a handle on this generation. Perfect example, and this is one reason why I've actually looked at this company before, because they sell razors. Really good razors, apparently, and they have subscriptions to them, so you can get new razors like every month and try different ones out. The company was called Harry's. Never ordered anything from them. Now I absolutely will not order a thing from them, nor will I ever recommend anybody do business with them. But these guys sell shaving equipment, grooming company. They're a men's grooming company. They are 100% geared towards males. That is it. That is all they do. So they chose to celebrate what is known as International Men's Day by launching an attack on toxic masculinity via social media advertisement that was so poorly received, there's literally been thousands of people now that have saying they're going to boycott the brand. Now, let me repeat this again. This is a company that only sells men's grooming equipment. They are so brazen. The companies are so bought out by the globalists now. They're all interconnected. These guys were so arrogant. They thought that they were going to, as a men's grooming company, slam masculinity for being something that's toxic. The company whose target demographic audience is exclusively men, many of those who are millennials, released an ad on Facebook and Twitter, which is being torn apart by both male and female users. They started off and said, "Today is International Men's Day. Believe it or not, that's a thing." Yeah, it actually is, because just about anything else is a day. Why can't we have one single day? I have that in there. Anyways, that if 2017 has taught us anything, it's that we need to rethink what it means to be a man. Now more than ever, being a man demands introspect, humility, and we believe optimism. To get to a better tomorrow, we need to take a look at today and at the misguided stereotypes that got us here in the first place. Then it plays an ad of video memes highlighting misguided stereotypes and common phrases. And I quote, "Be a man, be a rock, be the breadwinner, boys will be boys." This is what they put on there and said, this is the type of stuff in the misguided stereotypes that needs to end. After crossing the red line through each toxic expression, the final message reads, "It's time for a new definition of masculinity." That's how it ends the ridiculously sexist article that they put out to advertise for their products. The response has been overwhelmingly negative. Despite having nearly 370,000 views, the post generated less than 800 likes and has received over thousands of comments that have been negative all the way from, I mean, what we're doing on here. I'm canceling my subscription. Guess what? You guys lost another subscriber. Oh, I'm canceling my subscription. I'll stick with Alpha Male. Thanks anyways. Okay, not buying your razors anymore. Congrats to the idiots in marketing for losing another customer over and over and over again. This is what they're doing, guys. They're trying to make you feel bad for being a man, for being a boy, for growing up like a boy, for acting like a boy, for being a male. They're doing everything they can now with directing this stuff directly at the hearts and minds of the younger generation to make you feel like a bad person for being a man. So I'm glad we see Harry's shaving equipment and their true roots now. We actually see what they're about, what they support, and how their unbelievably idiotic ideology and marketing that they just did is literally probably going to lose them hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, in gross revenue every year. But I'm glad we saw who they are. Another example of why you vote with your money. Don't support these guys. Don't give them another penny. Cancel your subscription. Tell your friends to cancel their subscription. There's no reason to subsidize and pay for this absolutely idiotic behavior and giving these guys money so they can promote this horrible globalist marketing scheme about toxic masculinity, Dan.
Austin, this is an interesting case. I heard this commercial with Harry's on many alternative news talk shows, including GCN, Genesis Communication Network, and with Alex Jones and a bunch of the other guys last year. They did a huge, huge marketing push. Now, here's the thing. There is no guarantee that the original spokespersons for Harry's were actually the owners of Harry's. It could have been a globalist marketing ploy to start with to put a huge database together of alternative news listeners to try to do a directed marketing targeted push against these guys. That's how I'm seeing what you just said. Now, I'm not, that's speculation on my part. I want to make sure everybody understands that. And there is no guarantee that even if these two guys were the two guys that started this company several years ago, that these two guys are even owning the company anymore. And it could have been bought out by George Soros and the gang. We have no idea who these guys are. This is the problem that we've run into in the United States, as we've been lied to so much, as William Casey, former head of the CIA, so brilliantly put it. I'm going to paraphrase it. We will know that we did everything we could at the CIA when everything every American believes is a lie. So what we have here is a group of people who targeted men who shave, men who are men, men who have testosterone, men who have probably pretty good grooming habits since they're shaving on a regular basis. And now these guys have this database list from Alternative News of all of these people that are ordering their razors, their blades, and now they get to go in and do a massive target market against these same guys, telling them what male chauvinist pigs they are and how they shouldn't be a man and how they should walk around as a little lacy boy with a little bunch of lace on his panties and basically be a different definition. See, this is what's happened. We lost John Wayne. We've lost Clint Eastwood. We've lost all of these. Well, Clint Eastwood's not dead yet. He's just older than dirt. We've lost all of these guys that we were raised with, all of these people that were really strong, masculine figures that we had in the 50s and the 60s who helped lead this country through basically to win the Second World War. And now what's happened is these globalists don't want this any longer because, remember, they have to bring in their everything's upside down agenda where good is bad and bad is good. And they have to bring us to where every thought of every man is evil all the time. And when you have macho guys pushing macho ideology, it doesn't work for these guys. I remember when Zach Sebo was on that one show, The Voice, and he was like a new Elvis Presley. The guy was macho. He was a football player. He could dance. He could sing. The girls loved him. Everybody went nuts. He immediately did not make the finals, and this is my opinion because of he was so macho. And some other things I could say that I can't really get involved with because I know how the Hollywood pedophilia stuff works, and I'm not going to accuse any individual of any of that stuff. And I'm sure he was unwilling to go along with any of that mess. And so he didn't even make the finals on the show. After Blake Shelton had said, we pretty much you're going to win the show. He was that good of a singer, and now he's got absolutely no media coverage, no anything coverage again. Now, you say, well, is that your opinion, Ted? Yes, that's my opinion. I have absolutely no proof except for he didn't win the contest and he should have won it. Because why? Because they don't want that stereotype any longer, Austin. They want the little effeminate male who's little bitty tiny little boy, skinny little arms, you know, high squeaky voice, wants to run around, you know, acting like he's a limp wrist. That's what they want. They don't want alpha males that can sing. The other day to my personal list, I sent out a bunch of Frank Sinatra Christmas songs, a bunch of Dean Martin Christmas songs, and a bunch of Bing Crosby Christmas songs, because I wanted the people to realize I like the alpha males. That's the one big problem. I'm going to say this for a second. I'm going to fuss for a minute. That I have a lot of the praise and worship music that these guys are putting out now with lead males singers. A lot of these guys sound queer when they start singing, and I can't stand that. I like men who can sing. I like listening to tenors sing. I like listening to baritones sing, but I wanted to sound like a man, not some soft limp wrist when they sing praise and worship to my God and my Savior. And that's the biggest problem that we have. This is the template they're using in a lot of Christian churches now to try to further seduce these boys over to the dark side of this feminist stuff, and it's no good, Austin. It's no good. I don't like it, and I have no interest in ever promoting anything like that. By the way, a lot of stuff over the weekend happened, including multiple reports now in alternative media that I cannot verify, and I'm going to say this. This is not verifiable, so I don't want to report it as legitimate news until it's verified, of the Marines landing at the CIA headquarters in Virginia in Langley and taking over the compound. I've seen that in multiple sources. I do not think this is accurate. I do not think this is real news. I also see the news that thousands and thousands of indictments have now been leveled out against these people all over the country who are these pedophiles and these Rothschild appointees. I'm not seeing it, guys, because Donald Trump is still appointing these guys that are globalists into his deeper and deepening swamp. Yep. I don't believe this stuff is real. So don't get yourself caught up in believing that these stories are true. Because, guys, when you start hearing it from the mainstream alternative news as being verifiable, that's one thing. But there's too many guys out there on the fringe who are given information that they automatically think is true and they want to report it as true. I will not do that. So I'm warning you guys, do not believe any of this until we can verify it. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I heard the same thing, but I wasn't
Nope.
Wasn't 100% confident on it either. And so, I mean, and that you do have to be careful with a lot of the stuff, guys. And, I mean, you know, we talk about that on the show briefly, but, you know, we'll touch base on it for a second here because that's absolutely right. There's a lot of stuff, as you guys know, gets pushed out in alternative media that's legitimate fake news. There's no question about it. So you have to be very careful what you report on. We're the same way. I mean, everything we always pull up, we always have to try and vet it. We always have to make sure we can verify it. Because the problem is, in my opinion, this is all a psyop from the globalists and the mainstream media. And a lot of times, I think they pay these trolls a lot of times to go online
That's
and
right.
come up with totally off the wall, bogus news. I mean, just bogus stuff. Absolutely can't be verified. Totally lie. I mean, it just has absolutely no roots at all. They do it on purpose, and then they try to get the alternative media and aspects of social media to repost it so it starts getting traction. And then they could say, well, that's fake news. That's totally a lie. You can't do that. That's garbage. You can't verify that at all. And all of a sudden it comes out a couple of days later, yeah, it was a total lie. There's no roots to it at all. It was totally baseless. And then it gives them a further excuse for the mainstream media to demonize the alternative media and say, listen, you guys can't listen to what they say. They're total fake news. They came up with this garbage right here. They've done it time and time and time again. Now, a lot of us in the alternative media, like Hodges, me, Dad, Hagman, we've gotten pretty good at weeding a lot of this stuff out. It rarely ever catches us, but it can, but we're usually pretty good at making sure we vet it. But again, don't fall prey to this stuff, even forwarding it to people. Be very careful when you start forwarding out articles over and over and over again to people, especially if your email is attached to it, unless you're 100% you can verify a lot of these articles, because all it does is strengthen the mainstream media's agenda when we put out fake news or we cover fake news that we can't verify and we state it's 100% truth, because then when we're caught and it's not true, it makes all of us look like blithering idiots. And I don't know about you guys, but I know about me and Dad, I don't like looking like an idiot, so I'd prefer not to put this stuff out there. So if you see it, if it doesn't seem factual or you can't verify it, hold off on it for a minute, or do what we do and say, listen, we can't verify this, we're still looking it up. If we can find out about it, we will let you know immediately, but for the time being, if sounds fake, we're going to keep doing news on it and figuring out if it's actually real or not. If it's not, we're going to make sure we let you know this is 100% not accurate, Dad.
I agree with you. By the way, Baltimore neighborhood now is under lockdown as the police declare martial law. This is from Tyler Durden. This is awful. 5 days ago, the detective, Sean Souter, a married father of five children and an 18-year-old veteran with the Baltimore Police Department, was patrolling the streets of West Baltimore around 5 p.m. last Wednesday when he saw suspicious activity. He approached a man and was shot point-blank in the head. The guy was pulled the gun out and shot him in the head. Basically, a summary execution. Yeah. He was rushed to the hospital, and he died. My condolences go out to his family. In response, Baltimore police reacted with fire and fury, turning the neighborhood where Souter was shot into an open-air prison, which I think they should have, shutting down city streets, enabling checkpoints for citizens and officers in tactical gear, went door-to-door, according to the Baltimore Brew. Residents were prohibited from entering their own neighborhood unless they showed proper identification as they were looking for the murderer. Guys, here's the thing that I have with this. We have areas in Baltimore, as we have areas in Sweden, as we have areas in London, as we have areas in Germany, that are basically no-go. The mobs and the violence is so bad in these areas that the police don't know what to do. Guys, this is insane that we have a country that has places like Baltimore and Chicago and L.A., by the way, all controlled by Democrats, that are allowing people to be shot on the streets on a routine basis, and yet they want to take our guns away when this cop, I'm sure, was shot by a guy who had an illegal gun. Because remember, criminals don't care whether they have a legal gun or a non-legal gun. They don't care about any of that. All they want to do is their job by their father, which is Lucifer, to come rob, kill, steal, and destroy. It's so important that everybody realizes that. By the way, the knockout game has never gone away, and people are actually dying all over the country with these same types of people like we saw in Baltimore. These punks just walk up to these guys who have done nothing to them. Most of the time it's older guys, like my brother got hit by one of these guys a couple of years ago, and knocks them unconscious, and then if they don't stop them, they curb stomp them. Colin Flattery defines the knockout game as someone beating the HE double sticks out of someone else just for the HE double sticks of it. It has never gone away. He says, although the media downplays it, most of these attacks are driven by racial hostility directed by blacks against whites. This is what happened with my brother. It's uncomfortable for us to carry this story. This is what J. Edgar Griffin's saying, because of the possibility of being falsely accused of being a racist. Yet these things really are happening, and to ignore them, to be politically correct, is not honest journalism. The knockout game is back. It never went away. Guys, it's so important that you stay frosty. I mean, Austin and I, we're always like, when we go into a restaurant together, we're always sitting, you know, facing the door, up against the wall, where people can't walk up behind us. I've been sucker punched before.
I got almost knocked out because I got sucker punched. Completely disoriented. Got hit so hard by a guy who outweighed me almost 80 pounds when I was basically younger before I got saved. And guys, it's one of those things. You've got to be aware of your surroundings. Try to get gas from a gas station which doesn't allow loitering. Try to get gas from a gas station that checks their tanks to make sure they don't have scanners on their tanks. Try to go to a place that's well lit at night. If someone decides to pull up beside you that looks like a shady character, just stay in your car, keep the doors locked for a second. If they're trying to scope you out or check you out, do something like don't get out of your car and just drive away. Just drive away. Get yourself some Glock stickers. That's what we have in my wife's car, little round Glock stickers. You can call Glock. They'll send them to you for free. And just ask them for 4 or 5 stickers. You don't have to carry a gun, but if you put a Glock sticker on the back window on both side windows, if somebody drives up to the car and they see a car with a gun sticker on it, it gives them an automatic feeling of that the person in that car has a weapon. They're not going to mess with you most of the time. I've seen that repeatedly with my wife. They used to come up to my wife all the time, mess with her, talk to her because she's so good looking. We put these Glock stickers on the doggone car, her SUV, stopped it like that, done. They don't do that anymore. They're unwilling to take a chance that my wife is armed, which most of the time she is armed. She has a concealed weapons permit, and they're unwilling to be engaged with that. Plus, I will not allow her to go to a gas station. In fact, what I do is this, and I'm not even promoting these guys, but doggone, I got to say what we do. We've got a Sam's membership, Sam's Wholesale, or Costco Wholesale, and they've got attendants at the tanks. The whole time they're open, they're attendants at the tanks. Those are the only two places where I allow my wife to get gas, because of the problem with getting the cards read by scanners and because of being basically abducted or accosted. Now, this is what I personally do. You guys can do what you want with your own wives and just make sure it's a safe place. Guys, thank you so much for the show, for listening today. God bless you guys. Oh, God, I appreciate you guys. I love you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for supporting us. Thank you for so much for your prayers. Thank you for listening to our politically incorrect rhetoric on an ongoing basis. It means so much to us. I really appreciate you. Also, go ahead and close. I'll do the write-up. God bless.
You're absolutely right. We appreciate everything, guys. Thank you for your support, and thank you for the emails, especially over the weekend. Stay frosty. Stay aware of what you're doing when you're out in public. Be very aware of your surroundings at all times. If you guys need anything, check the website out at healthmasters.com. We always got a lot of good specials running right now, including the product of the week, which is the which product is that? The COQ10 Ubiquinol. Yes, it's still on sale. Vote for your other products that you want to see win. Of course, always pick up your new copy if you want to check it out. The Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy Cookbook. Awesome book right now. Been selling a lot of them. You guys are really going to enjoy all the recipes we put in there. If you need anything, email us or call us, 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome, amazing night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.